welcome back to Ashburton. We're about ready to start now.
It's Political Commentary.
With Rod Oram this morning. Kia ora, Rod, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
That is good to hear. It's been a big 24 hours in the news cycle. We have got the International Panel for Climate Change's report to talk about. We're also going to talk about what's happening in Ukraine at the moment, but let's start with Parliament here in Aotearoa. Those were some pretty remarkable scenes. We've never really had a precedent for something like this before. What's your takeaway from what we saw yesterday?
This is a really hard thing to say, but I'm glad we've seen it, because the police could have moved in a lot earlier over the past 3 weeks, and then they would have been blamed for overreaching and everything else. So as difficult as these last 3 weeks have been, it's let us finally understand, I hope, people will see more clearly, there are people out there who are very willing to become violent and in pursuit of their aims. And I think it's really good that we saw it come to this. It is a shock, but hopefully it's enough of a shock to help us try to find new ways, so this sounds terribly obvious, to be able to deal with issues and work through issues. Although I'm not optimistic, because social media and other ways in which our communications are changed have so poisoned our ability and limited our ability to do these things.
One of the things we've seen quite a bit of discussion about is the element of the alt-right that has been present throughout the I guess, radicalisation of this conspiracy theory based around vaccination and mandates and things like that. And we've also seen quite a lot of discourse about the way that that has impacted already very vulnerable communities, and we sort of saw that represented in yesterday's violence. What do you think we need to be taking away from this? Because, I mean, this isn't necessarily new. As you said, it didn't need to come to this for us to maybe be noticing it, but it has. So what do we take from this, and how do we kind of, I guess, do some repairing of these community connections and some very isolated folks right now? How do we kind of heal some of this space?
I think it's incredibly important to be able to keep trying to reach out to people and to try to show them there is something alternative to the deep conspiracy theories that they've fallen into. But also at the same time to realise that there are a fair few people involved in alt-right and similar sorts of organisations or movements that are deeply disturbed and damaging, difficult people. And for society to be able to, society's got to be able to be very vigorous in pursuing those people and trying to, I think it's very hard to change their mind, but to try to shut down their effectiveness as best as possible.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to talk about this a little bit later on in the show, I believe, as well. So we might move on to talking about the IPCC's report, which just came out. And there's a lot going on in the international news cycle at the moment. This is really significant, though. What has been your, I guess, first response to the report we've seen? And what do you think needs to happen? What would you like to see happen from governments, particularly, in response to this?
The IPCC report is making it very clear that big changes are happening and ever faster, and the time left to revert even bigger changes is very limited. There's also some very particularly important things in there for us. For example, it's very clear about the the inadvisability of planting monoculture forests, as we do, as a way of trying to sequester carbon. And pointing out that New Zealand has taken some really wrong turns in this already. I have to say, I am completely at a loss. I live and breathe this stuff, and I'm finding it very difficult to think of new ways to try to get through to people. But A, we have to do this. It would be of acting on it.
Sorry, you just cut out for a second there, Rod. Would you mind repeating that sentence?
Yeah, but we have to do this because it really is happening, and time is getting excruciatingly short, but the benefits of doing it are so enormous. Mm. And yes, it's hard, yes, it's complex, but we can work out how to do it. And there are examples of that. So, but I am finding it very difficult to think that I can come up with any creative new ways to try and persuade people. It's a it's a very tough time. But the point is, here's the real point. If you give up hope, then it really is all over, because these forces are unleashed and they will just roll straight over us. So I think it's really important to emphasize that strong-eyed view of how critical this is, and that positive view of how possible change is, but how beneficial getting on the right road is.
Mm. There's been some interesting things that were signed off by governments around the world on this report, particularly the idea that this is now a human rights issue. While that's probably been something well established, it's not necessarily been something that governments have vocally agreed is the case. We've also seen that there's been, agreement from governments around the world that there does need to be a centering on Indigenous understandings of the world and Indigenous responses to this in order to actually have a successful way of moving forward. Again, not something new, but interesting to see governments finally sort of acknowledging that. What do you think might come from that particular acknowledgement? It might be something that people look over, but it is, I think, quite significant.
Those are two very significant ones, and both very exciting for us in New Zealand and indeed every other country elsewhere. But particularly, we're a little bit further ahead with many other countries on Indigenous rights, therefore there's a glimmer of hope there. But as we know, that in itself is an amazingly contentious issue here in New Zealand for some people, which takes us right back to the first subject we were discussing. So, yes, those are really interesting and important new emphasis. And that's an encouraging sign in one sense, that we keep getting these reinforcements, these new ways of understanding these issues coming to the fore, that the time is so short. And, of course, the crucial thing to watch here in New Zealand right now is the judicial review underway in court in Wellington, brought by Lawyers for Climate Action New Zealand.
Yep.
That's a fundamentally important action, because the way I understand it, the case is very strong, and the government has made very bad decisions here that need to be put right.
Now, I can't believe I'm saying very briefly, but it's just because we're short on time. But
it's meant to be.
Yeah, Ukraine, it's a very rapidly evolving situation over there, particularly today. What are your major concerns or takeaways from the way we've seen this play out in the last week and the responses from the international community to what is happening there at the moment?
On the positive side, the international response has been brilliant, but it took about 72 hours of utterly heroic fighting by the Ukrainians to get the rest of the world community on side. The talk of sanctions was very lame in those first few days. It's now really robust. On the positive side, we are clearly heading for some sort of bipolar, and I use that word in all the complexity of it, world order between the US and China. I think this is as much a test for China as anyone as to how they respond in Russia. But we are seeing a surprising amount of unity, again, because of that heroic first 72 hours, both politically and economically. And I think that's really important, because that is actually the global community coming together around an issue. So, in a sense, perhaps we should offer that example as a way of how people might finally get their heads around climate.
Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Rod Oram. It's great to have your input to the show. We'll talk to you again in a few weeks. Take care, and we will chat soon.
Sounds great. See ya.
You just heard a bit of political commentary
with Rod.